I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Can't face those Twitter notifications? Forgot to watch anything but Netflix? Dreading the video conference small talk at 9? You need a news vitamin, you know. You need the Smart 7. It's a brand new daily podcast that puts your brain into gear. Everything you need to know in less than 7 minutes. You need the smarts? Hey, we got the smarts. The Smart 7, every weekday at 7 a.m. Available right now on Spotify and all the usual places.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello!
Hello, everyone. Sorry it's been so long since
Hasn't it been that long? I can't remember when we done it. It was Saturday or something.
Yes,
but it has been a while. So we apologise.
But we want to keep your spirits up, don't we?
Of course, in this time.
Because, I mean, all over the news and everything, they've all been on there with their announcements. It means we're in lockdown for a bit longer, but the wonderful thing is when they do them announcements and the people they get up there.
Yeah, I know. I look forward to that on a daily basis, like the people coming up to do them announcements.
Yeah.
And they Hancock, get that. Hancock is good. Mm. He's very funny, Hancock. But the one I like the most, and people are jumping on the bandwagon now with this, right?
Go on.
People
are
all banging on about Chris Whitty.
Oh,
he's so cool. You know, he's a dude. You know, and all this. I've been into Chris Whitty for years, right?
Long
before this all got
you
going.
You had posters in your locker, didn't you?
I had posters of Chris Whitty, right? And I fancied him for quite a long time.
Yeah.
In fact, I used to go out with him for a bit.
I know you did. You went out, Chris. Yeah. Well, he wasn't head of the Medical Association then, was he?
He was a common garden doctor. Yeah, but he was on his way up. You could tell that he was going places.
Oh, yeah.
And we went out together for a little while. And he used to send me all these love letters.
You gave me one here, hold on.
I did, yeah, it's all full of numbers.
Full of numbers, wasn't
it? Graphs and numbers.
dear Angelos, I hope you like this graft. I've done it all coquettish. It goes down and then it suddenly rises. It's a little tip at the end.
All stuff coming out of the graph.
The stuff at the end, which are not really statistics. It's just stuff coming out.
Yeah, stuff coming out the top of the graph.
Best wishes. Make sure you clean, wash your hands. See Witty too.
Yes, see Witty. I've got a load of his poetry here.
Oh,
because he writes poetry, right?
Romantic, wasn't it?
Some of it's romantic, some of it's not, you know. But I love all of it.
And some of it's shit.
Of it's real shit. I'm just bumming through the book of all the poems you sent me. Right, here's one, right, and this is called Doctor in the House, right? Oh, hello there, I'm the doctor, can I come in? Yes, you can, sir, a rin-tin-tin. See, that's bullshit. right from the
terrible ride, wasn't it? Right. He knows about COVID, but poetry's terrible.
I forgot to say, it's not good.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Not good.
Go
right.
on, what else?
Oh, Rin Tin Tin. Mm. Where's your patient, if you please? Mm. She's up the stairs. Is something wrong with her knees?
Oh, and yes. You, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Terrible.
Let me take a look and I'll stick something in it. Mm. Okay, thank you. Just wait a minute.
Yeah.
I've got something here for you, if you wouldn't mind. Ooh, lovely jubbly, he says. What a lovely find, as he looks down and sees a big pair of tits. And he says, I'm so sorry, missus, I'm not into this.
Oh! Right?
Yeah, yeah, I'm in love with Angelos, and he's in love with me. And we're going to Marbella, and he. So he fell apart at the end. But it was nice of him to send it.
It was
me.
Nice, but I just want to say this, that like you, I've been banging the witty for a long time.
I know
time.
You have. I know you have.
You know.
When he played for Man United, you
Yeah, liked I liked him in them days. We used to call him witty sissies, you know, yes, if he was hanging around. And he wrote me that lovely poem, beautiful poem that he wrote.
Yes.
I met the love of my life today.
Yes.
I'd been at Old Trafford. 90 minutes did I play. He came up to the corporate lounge.
Oh,
I met him and I didn't make a sound. Ooh. I crept in with my bald head a-glistening.
Yes.
We had a few drinks and soon we was a-pissing.
Oh,
in
yes,
the
yes.
VIP box. I sidled up to him.
Yeah.
I said, are you Barry? We can sink or swim. Will you come back with me? I'm not head of the British Medical Association. We just kissed a bit with a bit of mutual masturbation. And it was terrible because Alec Ferguson.
Well, he's very open about everything, isn't he?
Well, these medical people.
Yeah,
are.
because
I am.
They just see it as a bodily function. They don't like. They don't give a shit. And that's what I liked about Woody. He was very open about it all. You know, he didn't give a shit. He would say to me, "Angelos, you know I'm married, don't you?"
Yeah.
I says, "Yes, I know." He says, but I fancy having a go on it.
Yeah,
and I went, right. no problem at all.
Very.
But what I don't like is when you're doing stuff with him, fiddling about with him, right? He tells you all the stuff what's going
that's
on
it.
In the body, you, the, and all the Latin, all the
it.
Latin he
the
says.
The blood is surging into the vas deferens, and my penis is now aroused. It's like, oh,
I know.
Come on, don't.
And
kill
I'm
it.
A bit like you're killing the moment, witty.
Yeah,
you're killing the moment, witty. You know.
Now the endorphins in my brain are sending a signal to my nutsack. Sorry,
oh,
it's yes, crazy.
My ball bag. My testes.
And they are. Throbbing, you know,
well, that's your thing, right? Know. When I first went to see him, because he was a doctor, and I went to see him, right? And he says, and I had a problem downstairs, right?
I know you did,
and you never know what to say to a doctor, do you?
No,
so I says to him, there's a problem, it's a little, I've got a problem, with my backside,
yeah.
And he says. He says, is it your arsehole or your gooch, right?
Right, yeah. I speak to him a bit more technical.
I was like, excuse me? He went, I mean your anus or your perineum. Right? I says, okay, well that's your sort of the perineum area. But it goes up into the, it goes a little bit further up, you know, into the testicle area. He says, what, your bollocks?
Oh,
and I says, what? He says, I mean your scrotum. He says, yes. I says, yes, my scrotum. And then it goes all the way into the next bit along. He goes, you mean your schlong? And I says, wow, 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 wow. Right. I says, my what? I says, is it, I mean, your penis.
Yeah, you know.
I says, yes, it goes in there as well, you know. He says, well, let me get my hand round it and give it a good squeeze. And I says, ooh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I let him do that, right? Mm. And he held it on there for about 10 minutes. Mm. And I says, after 10 minutes, he was silent and he's still got his hand round me knob. Yeah. And it's going up now.
Yeah.
And he says, I says to him, is there anything you can feel that's wrong with it? He goes, no, not really, no. I says, will you let it go now? He goes, just a couple more minutes. So, and then he says, okay, put it away.
Yeah.
Right. And he used up his whole allotted time mine just to stick his head. I didn't mind.
No,
I'm like,
fine.
The doctor's doing his job, you know.
The only thing about him is they call him Chris Whitty. Witty he is not.
No, he's not witty. No.
You know, I've seen. I remember him doing the open spot. He used to do at Martin Besserman's gig at the Pembroke Castle.
Yeah, I remember.
And Besserman would come on, put on his music, invariably the wrong music, and then he'd go,
wrong.
Please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, the head of the British Medical Association, Chris Whitty. You know, and Chris would come on. Terrible material.
All about drug trials. And
it was all about, he'd start off and he'd go, isn't it funny, ladies and gentlemen, isn't it funny when the drug trials and the money set aside for that in 1 year per capita is only 2.4% less than a corresponding drug trial test per GDP, per head of population in somewhere like Germany or other European countries. And you go, Chris.
Well, you've lost the crowd immediately.
You've lost the crowd immediately.
Oh. Isn't it funny when you're doing a drug trial and... Yeah. You've allotted the amount of drugs you need for per head per trialee, and you have given the placebo to one person.
Let's call them person A.
And person B, C, D, E, and F
have taken
the clinical drug trial.
That's right.
And person A developed symptoms, and persons B to C, to D, to F.
It's hopeless.
Do not develop. And you go, mate, I don't think everybody understands this stuff, you know?
Chris, I wouldn't open with that because it's not working. And Bestman said, I won't book him no more. He said, so when I saw him standing up there, you know, when they do their little thing, they do their routine, don't they?
Oh, no, yeah.
I'm thinking, don't just stay off the funnies, Chris.
He's very confident behind the microphone. Very confident. And I pay to watch that, but I think he needs a writer or he needs someone.
He needs something like that. I mean, I wrote that song about him, spoke to Chris
Whitty.
His material is rather shitty. I saw him opening for Martin Betterman's gig. He wasn't funny. In fact, fucking hell, he was a boring little pig. He got into the stage. He got into a rage. No one laughed at his joke.
No.
In the end, he got Doris Stokes. Clairvoyant. She came down. I don't know what she was doing.
Because he's always been... He gets a lot of his clinical advice from Doris Stokes.
Yes, he does. That's why.
You know, a lot of what he's talking about now, about herd immunity, and about, you know, like social distancing, that's all Stokes.
Oh, yeah.
I know they're saying we are following the science, right? But they're following Doris Stokes.
I mean, can you imagine they're all in the Cobra meeting? They're not going to come out. I mean, they don't have a fucking clue what they're doing there. They get in the morning. And Boris is there and he's going, look, everyone. No one must know that we're basically contacting Doris Stokes, who is a clairvoyant from the 60s, for all our medical advice. For Christ's sake, keep that quiet.
Don't breathe a word of that.
Breathe a word of that. You know, and they Mac Hancock or something, sorry, can I just get this right?
When we say we're following the science, just so we're clear and all on the same page.
We're receiving all our information from a dead end of the peer psychic. Doris. Well, yes, that's correct.
And that is right. That is
that's
right.
On a need,
but then you can understand why we don't want that getting out.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking clue.
She hasn't been wrong though. She hasn't been wrong yet.
She is know? A one. She ain't been wrong with us. But
she's,
you know,
really good.
I mean, I tell you, I mean, what I feel. Go on, I feel sorry for.
Well,
really.
I was going to say when they were sort of trying to sort out whether or not they should go into Iraq, you know, for the war.
Yeah.
Who did they ask about? Where did they seek their advice on there?
Doris Stokes.
Well, it was a caller, actually.
Derek Acora.
He was a caller.
They haven't got a fucking
clue. He was their advisor there, Yuri Geller.
The other guy I just want to say has taken, I've really taken a fancy to this week.
Who'd you fancy?
That geezer who does the, on his Zimmer frame, he's done 100.
Oh, yeah, I fancy
him.
Oh,
he's great, isn't he? He's
lovely. I fancy him.
And we'll stay off that, because this is a sure way of losing all our fans.
Well, I think we should give a shout out to the lad.
Shout out to the lad, that's wonderful.
Major Tom Moore?
Yeah, Tom Moore, Major Tom. Tom Moore. Ground control to Major Tom, and I've actually given some money for that. So
me
good.
Too, and I fancy him. I'm
all right, okay, I fancy him. What's wrong?
I fancy him. So what? All right, shoot me.
You know. Is that wrong? So what's wrong with that?
I don't think that's wrong.
And I'll tell you something, if I
went
off...
tell him to his face as well, I tell him to his face.
The way I've been in lock-up, if I went after him, I'd tell you what, he'd do 200 fucking tours of that house. The way I was chasing him in record time.
I'll get hold of him.
Yeah. Ooh, I'll get hold of him. Anyway, let's...
stay off that for a bit.
Terrible, horrible. Now, what I'm missing...
He's 12 million quid.
I'm
going to do that.
What could you do as a sponsored thing to raise money for our heroes at the NHS?
I'll probably sit down and smoke.
Yeah, of course.
I think that would be... I reckon I could get through 200 or 300 packets of fags a day. And I think every packet of fags, let's say a fiver a packet, you know, that'll cover the cost of them, because I buy them cheap from France. You know?
Yeah, that's it. You could probably see that kind of Nana Manchetti and Charlie in the studio. Hello there! Angelus!
Hello!
How many have you done?
I've done 200 fags. That's only 20 packs.
Yeah.
I've got another 180 packs to go.
We're all behind you.
Hi, I'm Hannah Norris, and this is my husband,
Carl Donnelly.
And we have a new podcast for you. It's called The Keith Cheggers Podcast, and it's about pregnancy, because that is what's happening in our lives right now.
And inside your belly.
Yeah, so we are recording weekly episodes throughout the course of my pregnancy, talking to each other and interesting and funny guests that we have on about their experiences with pregnancy, so we can work out a bit more about what the hell is happening and what is coming up for us. So tune in, subscribe, and have a listen to the Keith Cheggers Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, you remember me. I was at the Formula One.
Oh, I remember that. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
What, Brands Hatch?
Brands Hatch. I went there. And there was all the Formula One, all the cars going around and all that, all the rest of it, you know. And I was in the pit lane, you know, because I'm VIP and all that. I was there with Sylvester Stallone. And we was having a chat about First Blood. And then I said, Sly, I've got to just do up my shoelace, you know. So I've knelt down on the pit lane, right? All of a sudden, Lewis Hamilton has come flying around the corner at a stupid speed, right? Wallop, straight into the pit lane. And of course, I'm doing up my shoelace. My knob's falling out of my trousers and it's lying on the floor, you know. And I was lying there trying to do my shoulder up. Doing my shoelaces up. He comes flying around the corner, runs straight over the tip of my knob, right, of his car.
God.
Right? Yeah. Ow, I'm going out, for Christ's sake, you know. And of course he stopped right there, right, with my knob under his wheel, right? I know. And I'm going, for God's sake, you know, jack it up, you know.
Yeah.
It's the front wheels that have got it, and they don't jack that up, you know.
Right, cool, I know, yeah.
So I'm sitting, I'm going, Christ.
Jack
it up, I'm going, jack it up off my knob, you know. Yeah. Squashed under the wheel. And they're very heavy, them cars, right?
I know.
And luckily, they only take like 9 seconds to get changed, all their stuff.
Yeah.
But then when they go, they wheel spin, don't they? So he goes, whoa, puts the accelerator down, and the front wheel, spinning round. My knob gets caught, right? And it's just going round and round and round on this wheel like that. And then he screams off. And I stand up and I take a look at my knob. And it's all got all this black skid mark stuff on it. I'll show it to Sty Stallone. Mm. And he says to me, you could sue them for that.
Yeah,
I says, I don't know that I can, Sly, because I think I'm to blame.
You shouldn't have been in it. Yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
I'm okay to be there, but I shouldn't kneel down and let my knob fall out of my trousers. That is on me.
No.
That is on me. You know?
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, I've had all that sort of stuff before. Do you remember the speedway they used to do with the motorcycles?
At Wembley.
I mean, I'm going back now, late 60s. And I was right by the side of the track. Anyway, I'm chatting away. I fall over onto the track. And what would you know? My knob came out of my khaki slacks. Just at that moment, all these motorbikes come around. One over me knob. Two over me knob. Three over me knob. You know. And I was there with, do you remember, he was very big at the time, Mike Winters out, Mike and Bernie Winters. And he said to me, exactly like he said, you could probably sue for that. You probably could.
And that wasn't even a thing back
then. And I was like, well, I could, but it's my own fault for letting my knob fall out, really. I mean, I think there is, they would probably, in a court of law, there is a term for that, a Latin term. Nobisterus, stay in your trousers, you know.
Falling out of us.
Falling out of us.
I do know.
Motorbikers, wheelers, go over your helmets, you know. That's the legalese.
But because I had a similar thing at the fairground, you know.
Oh, I know. I remember this.
Yeah, and I was there with Kirsty Alley, and we were at sort of the fairground.
Yeah,
and I was at the bumper cars, right?
And I'm
just walking across the bumper car bit, you know, the plastic floor thing.
I know.
And I thought, oh shit! I just need to bend down and pick up some money that's fallen out of my trousers so I could give it to the gypsy, right? So I've done that, I bent down, right? And my knob's fallen out of my trousers, right?
Oh, and God, it's hit the floor.
And it's already it's already stained from Lewis Hamilton's car, right? It's already black stained, right? Anyway, this bumper car has come out of nowhere. I didn't even think they was running. And it's just squashed against two other bumper cars, right? Bang. The knob's really flattened, like, you know, like a pancake, right? And Kirsty Alley, she said to me, you know, you could probably sue the fairground for that. I says to her, Kirsty, I don't know if you know anything about
You could not. Right. Bless her. Bless her.
I said, thank you very much for your input, and thanks for trying, right? But there's no way on this earth that I could sue this lot, right? If I served them with some sort of thing, they wouldn't turn up, right? They'd be gone tomorrow, back to Ireland, right? And then even if I did manage to get them into court, they would run rings around me. So, thanks for your help, but I'm not going to bother.
Well, you know, I mean, they do now, to be fair, nowadays. If you go to any of those fairgrounds, the Dodgems, the Waltz, or any of that stuff, you will see us. Keep your hands in. Please, once you're paid, there are no refunds. Make sure that the safety harness is on. Make sure your knob has not fallen out of your trousers. Hold on. What was that bit? That's it, me trying to knob and that's running off the trousers. I'm like, you know, hold on a minute. You know, so that's, it's all up there now. It's all up there now.
They're
belt and braces, isn't it? They've got to make sure.
You've basically got no rights at all if you're on a fair game. You take your life into your own hands.
I was just going to say, in the current club, I feel sorry for the kids. I feel sorry for the kids, because when I was their age, you know, we was running around, we was going out, you know, doing all sorts of lovely things. We weren't staying in, you know.
No, I know. It's very difficult for the kids.
Very difficult. Go on.
I get to about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm thinking to myself, as a kid, I'm thinking, I need to have a wank. Do you know what I mean? Like, and they're all stuck in. It's like not like they can just go off and do it, you know?
But I mean, when I was their age, all right, we didn't have much. We'd play on old bomb sites, old bomb craters.
I know.
Dangerous. We'd go and play in asbestos.
Set
light to things. All good, clean fun.
Arson,
get Nicking one of
stuff.
Our friends and beat him up, you know, twirl him around, push him in the river, throw him around the place, push him.
Chuck him off the bomb site,
Chuck him off the bomb, you know, good, clean, wholesome,
good fun.
Really great
good
stuff.
Good fun. Good fun.
But I mean, you know,
not like that now. I mean, they're all stuck indoors and just scratching themselves. And it's a shame, and they're all on the Xbox and the Y box, you know.
Although what I will say is lovely, I've sent off for a jigsaw.
Is it
a beautiful jigsaw?
What is it of?
It's of Sam Fox.
I was gonna ask.
Because
I've sent off for Lindsay Dawn McKenzie.
Yeah, well,
it arrived the other day, but I've lost her tits.
Well. I've saved the two nips just to the end, the crowning glory. Margaret's going, oh, look, hold on, the areoli there. No, I'm going, no, leave it. She goes, oh, Barry, what's that there? That's a muff, Margaret.
Leave her muff on the coffee table, please.
Yeah, and I've got a muff. I've got, if I have a look down here now, hold on. Now, that is clearly, I'd say, a muff. And then I've got the crease that's either the crease of her armpit or her arse.
But that's the fun. That's the fun, isn't it?
That's the reason to do it.
Yeah, I know.
I've got that. Hold on. Where's that? It's over here. That Anne Widdecombe one.
Oh, yeah.
Topless.
Topless jigsaw.
I'm
surprised she sanctioned that. I am surprised.
So am I. I'm surprised. And I've got the Chris Whitty as well.
Naked.
Page 7 fella.
It's
there. And you, it's really lovely because I've saved his packet, his right. package in his Speedos to right at the
right
end.
Right at the end, yeah. I've got the Chris Whitty Naked 2020 calendar. And this was, and he was like a lot of foresight because he made this calendar. Well, right. I'll be honest with you, I've made it myself with right. lots of Chris Whitty's heads that I've taken off the internet, and I've yes. just stuck them onto male men's bodies, and I've right. made a calendar out of it. You know,
oh,
and that will see me through till December, till me and him can meet up again.
Well, I done that with Kim Woodburn, you know, last year.
Yeah.
I was, you know, at Christmas, I thought Margaret said, what do you want for Christmas? I can have a Kim Woodburn calendar.
Yeah.
She looked high and low for this bloody thing.
Right.
She could right. not find any. In the end, she's gone to me, well, look, you know, Barry, what do you want to do? I said, well, I can make my own.
Yeah.
I got her to simply go on the internet, some lovely pictures of Kim.
Right.
I've got her hair, you know when she does her hair...
All up in that bun, yeah, I do know.
Cut that out, add it to the body of Maria Whittaker, Sam Mitzi, any of them, and then to do it in a jigsaw way, and then right at the end, I signed it as if it had been signed to Barry. Keep it clean.
Yeah.
Kim Woodburn, right? And I've done it a lovely jigsaw, Christmas Day, at the Crown in Glory. I just filled in two of the tits there, and I said, Margaret, bring in the turkey.
Bring in the tits. Time to stick them on.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Oh, lovely.
But you know, you can Girlfriend. Make your own fun with.
Oh, you can, you can. But I miss all my girlfriends. Yeah.
Oh, you've had a lot of girlfriends.
Yeah, I've had a lot of girlfriends, and whilst I'm stuck in, I can't get out to see any of them. But you know,
yeah, oh mate.
And
that's
normally,
terrible.
I put girlfriends before everything. They are at the top of the list, you know.
Before mates?
Mate, I have been offered some very, very important things, you know, if I wanted to do them in my life, and I've turned them down because of birds, you know. So, sometimes it's the right decision. Most of the time it isn't. I have a lot of regrets around that area,
mate,
you know.
I would always go mates first.
Is it?
I remember, you know, that's the honour. The honour of mates first. I mean, you know, for a long time, do you remember Lindsay Dawn McKenzie? She wanted to go
she
out.
She fancied you.
Yeah. Oh, she fancied me rotten.
She loved
did.
You, yeah. After she saw you in the greengrocers handling them oranges.
That's it. She goes, she saw, well,
I wouldn't mind some
it.
Of that.
Some of that. She's gone, would you come? I'm a big star.
When you stuck your finger in the parsley.
That's it. Ooh. And I twiddle with the parsley. And she come to me, she's gone, would you like to be
twiddle with
my
parsley.
Boyfriend sort okay. of thing. Yeah, you know? Yeah. So I'm like, well, I would do. She'd come over tonight. I'm seeing all the top celebrities of that time.
Right.
Pat Sharp. who else would
Dean
it have been
Gaffney.
Dean Gaffney, that's right. Nick Berry, you
yeah,
know, all them
the
big celebrities
yeah, the
of
big
that time.
Yeah.
All the big knobs. And she'd say, why don't you come out? We're going to go down Faces in Chigwell when there's six. All the clubs and all that. I'm doing a PA down there.
Right.
Come on, we can have champagne and all that kind of VIP. I went, look, I can't. My mate Derek Fowler just round the corner wants me to help. He was making up a train set in his garage.
Right.
I can't do it.
No,
you know,
well, that's loyalty.
Know, always,
that's loyalty.
That's loyalty. That's you
not,
know.
I'm not like that at all. I am completely the other way. You know.
Really? What were the birds?
Yeah, because I was asked to go on that NASA trip. You know, to the moon.
Right. Oh, yes, right.
Me,
surely you'd have done that,
well,
no?
Yeah, well, they said, well, do you want to fly to the moon with Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and the other bloke, right?
Michael Collins, yeah.
Michael Collins, right? I says, oh, I wouldn't mind doing that, actually.
Yeah.
I've never been to space, and that would be quite nice. Like, just to tick that box, you know.
Yeah, of course,
And they said, well, I think, they said, we think you've got the right stuff, you know, to go there. I said,
right.
good, okay. I says, brilliant, lovely. Where do I sign up and all that? And they said,
they
gave me the legal documents, and they said, this is the contract. And I'm reading it through. I'm going, you will fly to space. You will first go fly to space, and then you will fly to the moon. I'm going, yes, okay. You get to wear the astronaut's costume. You get to sit on the rocket. You get to fly that all there. Well, just checking that off, going, lovely, lovely, lovely. That all sounds good.
Yeah.
You're going with Buzz Aldrin, Michelle Collins, and Neil Armstrong.
Right.
Good, 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 good. You will be the first one to walk on the moon. Thank you.
Yeah, you'll be paid a hefty amount of money.
Well, you get paid like your regular army sum, because I was in the US Army at the time. I said, okay, but I get a chance to go to space. It's good.
Okay.
And then I just look at the date of it, right?
Yeah.
And when they want to go on the moon. And I says to them, excuse me, this date here, right? Is this the date where we get on the moon, or is this the date we come back from the moon?
And
they says, well, that's the date you're actually going to be on the moon. And even when you come back, you've got to stay in a caravan for 2 weeks, right? I said, I'm so sorry, mate. I was going swimming with...
Charmaine.
I was going swimming with Charmaine. Right, yeah. I was going up the Putney Barbs, and they said, "Well, is there any chance you can move that?" I says, "No, I'm sorry, I can't move it. No, I can't. I've said to her I'm going that time, and I really fancy her, and I think I'm on a promise."
Yeah.
So obviously they all understood, because as soon as I said I'm on a promise, they said, "Well, if you're on a promise, then you must go."
Yeah.
I said to them, I wrote to them, I said, NASA, I knew you'd understand.
And if
I get my end away tonight, I will let you know. Good luck with the moon from Angeles, you know.
Right.
Of course, she didn't give it out in the end. I thought, I wish I was on the moon.
Never, ever muff before mates. Never, ever.
I've learned that lesson.
I was offered extraordinary, this wonderful, wonderful lady.
All right.
She was, oh my God. Do you remember Gina Lona Brigida? She's one of the great Italian film stars.
Of course.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. She's in Carry On Camping.
That's it. She's going, will you come and meet me at Monaco?
Oh,
I am going to make sweet love to you.
Okay.
We're going to stay at the Monaco Hotel, which is a bloody night. You can have starters, steak, chips. You can have the lot. A pudding, cheeses, wines. Booze.
Right.
You go in my car, it's got no roof, you can swan around. And I'm like, yeah.
That is an offer. That's a right offer. She must have really fancied you.
She did. But Teddy Shanks, you know, I know from the pub,
yeah.
He says to me, we're having a barbecue, could you turn up round my place? And I went, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to Teddy Shanks. I can kick myself. I said to
you, feel like you made a mistake?
I said to her, what day is that, please? Like, oh, sorry, what day? She said, well, you can stay, you know, you come on this day, you can stay for at least 2, 3 nights. I went, oh God, I'm so sorry to let you down. Mm. Only there's a barbecue at Teddy's place. He's got some lovely sausages from Shalit's, the butcher near Bushy. I can't go. And I said, also, I agreed to take a turn on the barbecue. I can't really let him down.
Well, that's good of you. That is good of you, mate.
Yeah.
You're very loyal.
You don't, mates before muff, you know, any day of the week.
It's the other way round for me.
Muff
before mates, you know.
Muff before mates.
They said to me, Angelus, will you run the 100 metres, please, at the London Olympics? And I'm like, absolutely.
What an honour.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And you said, what mate?
I said, show me the contract, right?
Yeah,
and I said, how much am I getting? They told me like quite a lot of money.
Because
I'm pretty sure I could win it, right?
Yeah.
I says, will you provide the running shoes?
Yes.
And they go, yes, we will do that. I says, and the top and the trousers. Yeah. They said, all of that is in the contract, right? I go, oh, okay, good, good. You've got my attention. Right, let me just look at the... And I look down, right, and it's and I look at the date, and it's like... I says, is that the only date you can do?
You can do, right? Yeah.
And they says, well, I mean, that's the final. It's like set in stone, really. And yeah. I says, well, can't you do it on the qualifying days? Like, they say, well, no, we need to qualify on those days.
They say, what's the problem?
And then I says, well, I can't go, I'm afraid.
Because why was that?
I says, I'm going for a drive with my bird, Brenda, right?
Yeah.
They said, well... I says, well, they said, well, can't you do that another day? I says, not really, no, because I said to Brenda that we'll go for a drive and we're gonna go to that place where that bloke chucked himself off in Quadrophenia, you know.
And she'd done sandwiches and everything.
And she made a sandwich.
And a flask.
Well, she hadn't at that point, but I knew she would do
a flask.
Right, so
yeah.
I said, look, are you sure there's nothing you can do? Because this sounds like quite a good job. And they said, no, we can't change the date, mate. I says, well, you know, you have my final answer. I'm going to go with my drive for Brenda.
And they said, okay, fair enough.
They said, that's fine, but I could have kicked myself. Because Usain Bolt did it in about 9-point-something seconds. And I thought, I reckon I could have run under 9 seconds.
Yeah,
I would have won that. So I've kicked myself ever since.
Well, yeah.
These opportunities don't come along every day.
They don't. Well, you know, that's... And let that be... If you want to send off...
I hope that helps.
Muff before mate stroke, mates before muff .co.co.k / Suzanne Bitsy's Nips.
Nips on in the jigsaw puzzle.
Asterix, Chris Whitty's ball bag is nearly finished. Then please do.
Please help me. I hope that helps.
I hope that helps. Until
really
next time.
Oh, we love you.
Keep
all.
Washing your hands.
Wash
your hands.
Stay in the house.
Lots of love. Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com.
I'm Tilly Steele.
And I'm Helen Monks.
And this is Bitchin'.
I'm dyslexic.
Yeah, why do you read the Wikipedia page?
It's good to practice.
A podcast where every week we talk about a different person.
So how old was he when he first popped on the scene?
That's a great question.
If you say he was my age, I'm gonna fucking die.
And we veer wildly off track.
Pop that Prosec.
Available on all your podcast apps.
That's not right.
Just can you not say in the advert?
Available on all your podcast platforms. Just search Bitchin' or Great Big Owl.
We'll see you there.
That was all right.